Episode 20 of the New Life Spring Family Bible. Well, how was your Easter, your Resurrection Sunday? We had a wonderful service at my church, including three baptisms and a salvation. What better way to celebrate the risen Lord? Today we'll read Genesis chapter 31 from the New Life Version. Jacob makes a move. Genesis chapter 31. Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, "Jacob has taken away all that our father had. He has become rich with what had belonged to our father." Jacob saw that Laban did not show him as much favor as he did before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to those of your family, and I will be with you." So Jacob called Rachel and Leah to come to his flock in the field. He said to them, "I see that your father does not show me as much favor as he did before. But the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has not been fair with me. He has changed my pay 10 times, but God did not let him hurt me. If he said, 'The animals that have spots will be your pay,' then all the flock gave birth to young ones with spots. If he said, 'The animals with black marks will be your pay,' then all of the flock gave birth to young ones with black marks. So God has taken away your father's animals and has given them to me. I had a dream at the time the flocks were mating. I looked up and saw that the male goats which were mating with the female goats had black marks and spots. Then the angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Look and see how all the male goats that are mating with the others have black marks and spots. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you set up a stone in honor to me, and where you made a promise to me. Now get up, leave this land, and return to the land of your birth.' Rachel and Leah answered him, 'Do we still have any part or share in our father's house? Does he not think of us as strangers? For he has sold us, and he has used all the money that was paid for us. All the riches that God has taken away from our father belong to us and our children. So do whatever God has told you to do.' Then Jacob got up and put his children and his wives on camels. He took away all his animals, all the riches he had gathered, and all the cattle he had gathered in Paddan Aram. And he left to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. Laban had gone to cut the wool from his flock, and Rachel stole the gods of her father's house. Jacob fooled Laban the Syrian by not telling him that he was going. So he left with all he had. He went and crossed the Euphrates River and turned toward the hill country of Gilead. But Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had gone. So he took the men of his family with him and followed Jacob for 7 days. He found him in the hill country of Gilead. But God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night. He said to him, 'Be careful that you do not speak good or bad to Jacob.' Then Laban came to Jacob. Now Jacob had put up his tent in the hill country. Laban and the men of his family put up their tents in the hill country of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, 'What do you mean by fooling me and carrying away my daughters as if they had been taken by the sword? Why did you leave in secret and fool me? Why did you not tell me, so I would have sent you away with joy and with songs and with sounds of joy on the timbrel and harp? Why did you not let me kiss my grandchildren and daughters goodbye? Now you have been foolish. I have the power to hurt you. But the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, "Be careful not to speak good or bad to Jacob." Now you have gone away because you had a desire for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods?' Jacob answered Laban, 'Because I was afraid you might take your daughters from me and make them stay. The one with whom you find your gods will not live. In front of those of our family, look for what I have that is yours and take it.' For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. So Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two women who served Rachel and Leah. But he did not find his gods. Then he went from Leah's tent into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the gods of Laban's house and put them in the seat that was used on the camel's back, and she sat upon them. Laban looked through the whole tent, but did not find them. She said to her father, 'My lord, do not be angry that I cannot rise in front of you, for the way of women is upon me.' So he looked, but could not find the gods. Then Jacob became angry and argued with Laban. Jacob said to Laban, "What have I done wrong? What is my sin that made you run after me? What things of your house have you found by looking through all that belongs to me? Set it here in front of my brothers and your brothers, so they may judge between us. During these 20 years I have been with you, your female goats and sheep have not lost a young one, and I have not eaten the sheep of your flocks. I did not bring to you those that were torn by wild animals. I took the loss upon myself. You had me pay for what was carried away during the day or during the night. This is the way it was for me. I suffered from heat during the day and from cold during the night, and I could not sleep. I have been in your house 20 years. I worked for you 14 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you changed my pay 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, for sure you would have sent me away with nothing. God has seen my suffering and the work of my hands, so he spoke sharp words to you last night." Laban answered Jacob, "The daughters are my daughters, the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks. All that you see is mine. But what can I do today to these my daughters, or to their children who were born to them? So come now, let us make an arrangement, you and I, and let us do something to show we have an agreement between us." So Jacob took a stone and set it up in honor of the agreement. Then Jacob said to the men of his family, "Gather stones." So they took stones and put them on top of each other, and they ate there by all the stones. Laban gave the stones the name of Jeger Sehadutha, but Jacob gave them the name Galeed. Laban said, "These stones are to stand for the agreement between you and me today." So they were given the name Galeed. They were given the name of Mizpah also, for Laban said, "May the Lord watch between you and me when we are apart from each other. For if you hurt my daughters, or if you take wives other than my daughters, no man may see it. But God sees what happens between you and me." Laban said to Jacob, "See these stones that have been set up between you and me. These stones that have been set up will stand for our agreement. I will not pass by these stones to hurt you, and you will not pass by these stones to hurt me. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us." So Jacob promised by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob gave a gift in worship to God on the mountain. Then he called his brothers to eat bread, and they ate bread and stayed the night on the mountain. Laban got up early in the morning and kissed his grandchildren and daughters. He prayed that good would come to them. Then Laban left and returned home. May God bless the reading of his word. As a grandfather, I can see why Laban was not happy that Jacob left in the middle of the night. But I guess he can't blame Jacob. I mean, how was he to know what Laban would do if he let him know that they were leaving? Do you have a comment? If I told you to go to the LifeSpring Media Facebook group, you'd probably say, "I know that." So I won't say it. Have you looked at the pictures I put up there over the weekend? Take a look if you haven't. I think they're kind of fun. And, you know, I wasn't going to say anything about this on the podcast, but I'm still feeling passionate about it, and I want us to get to know each other well here, so here goes. I'm recording this on Easter Sunday evening. Did you happen to go to google.com today? You know how Google changes its logo on important days to sort of commemorate the day? You know, on St. Patrick's Day, they do something with a logo that's green and, you know, shamrocks or whatever. On the anniversary of the flight at Kitty Hawk with the, you know, the Orville and Wilbur Wright, they did something. You know, birthdays, things like that. Google does something to commemorate. Well, guess what Google decided to commemorate today, Easter Sunday? What's that? Did I hear you say the resurrection of Jesus? Well, if you said that, then no, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. Or, oh, wait a minute, you said the Easter Bunny? No, sorry, wrong again. Today they commemorated the birthday of Cesar Chavez. I tell you what, I feel like Google has made an active decision to insult Christians. Not that I'm making a statement about Mr. Chavez, this is not the forum for that, but Easter is the most important date in the Christian calendar. So, this is what I've done. I uninstalled Google Chrome from my main computer, and I will be doing that on all the other computers that I use. That's 5 other computers. Also, I'm not going to be using Google's search engine anymore. There's other search engines out there. My current mobile phone is an Android phone, but my next one will not be. Yeah, I know that there are, as far as I know, none of the current mobile OS companies that are pro-Christian, but at least the other ones don't go out of their way to insult my Lord. Now, I'm not calling for a boycott, by the way. I'm just saying what my conscience is saying to me. So, there it is. Take it for what it's worth. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.